Well, it definitely was state factors that fed into the Liberal Party's massive swing against it in the Wagga Wagga by-election. Matthias Cormann was loath to suggest that there was any kind of federal element to that result. Michelle Grattan's replaced Matthias Cormann in the Parliament House studios. Hello, Michelle.
Hi, Fran. Nice to see you here.
The New South Wales Premier, Gladys Berejiklian, called the Wagga result a perfect storm. Do you think we could say the same about this week coming for the government in the Parliament? It's lost its one-seat majority, at least until we know the result of the Wentworth by-election. There are fresh doubts surrounding Peter Dutton. The issue of bullying looks like it will re-emerge. How difficult is this going to be for the government to manage, for Scott Morrison to manage?
I think it will be a difficult fortnight for him because people are still confused, and I think that came out in what you were saying in your interview with Matthias Cormann about what this has all been about. The opinion polls for the government are worse, as we've seen in the news poll, and yes, Scott Morrison is ahead of Bill Shorten as preferred Prime Minister, but so was Malcolm Turnbull. So it's very hard for the government, I think, to explain this whole thing. And we have the additional issues that you've mentioned about the numbers in the Parliament.
Okay. Well, let's look forward because we can't predict how those numbers in the Parliament are going to go. As Tony Burke said, it depends if all the Libs and Nats turn up for every vote, for instance. But the Liberal vote has crashed in Wagga Wagga, a safe New South Wales Liberal seat, by around 30%, the primary vote. We are still waiting a decision by the Speaker for a date of the Wentworth by-election. This is a by-election caused because Malcolm Turnbull has quit the Parliament. The Libs hold Wentworth by 17%. It's a very safe seat, but so was Wagga Wagga. How worried do you think the Libs are, or should be, about Wentworth?
I think they should be very worried because what we saw in the Wagga by-election was a popular independent, a local, who had was a doctor, an academic there. He'd run before on health issues and as a result of that actually had got action on the local hospital. So it was a community candidate. Now, I think in the Wentworth by-election, we are very likely to see another community candidate in Karen Phelps emerge. And if that happens, then I think the Liberals have to be very afraid. She could take a lot of votes.
Do you think the Libs should pre-select a woman in Wentworth to make a point, given they're all on about their poor female representation in the Parliament?
Well, it might well strengthen their case if they are running against Karen Phelps. It's hard to know, but certainly it's a factor they should take into account.
Okay. Some women in the Liberal Party, as we've been discussing with the Minister, have raised claims of bullying and intimidation. Supporters and detractors are now asking some of the MPs to name names, which they've been reluctant to do so far, though Lucy Kachui, the Senator, has suggested she will do it in the Parliament. It is a big call to name one of the colleagues sitting beside you, perhaps, as accuse them of bullying or someone who's responsible for pre-selection. It's also a big thing to do to your party, isn't it, to put it up in lights like that?
It is a big call, but remember that this whole issue has done a lot of damage to the party so far. And I think unless they do name some names, then those who are in the party who are pushing back against them, and they're pushing back hard, they're saying toughen up, they're saying there's nothing to see here, then I think those people will win this argument unless this evidence is put out there and there is a confrontation over the evidence.
Okay. Just very briefly, Michelle, while all this was going on over the last week or so about the Liberal Party, at the end of last week, the National Party released the results of their inquiry into those allegations by West Australian woman Catherine Marriott that she'd been sexually harassed by Barnaby Joyce. And the finding was that they were unable to make a finding on the claim due to insufficient evidence. Catherine Marriott is obviously frustrated. She says, quote, "This outcome simply isn't good enough." Is she right to feel aggrieved?
I think the National Party would be in a better position if they'd had an inquiry done by an outsider. It does seem odd that no finding could be brought down.
It's taken a long time, 2-5 months or so.
Well, and that does seem totally ridiculous. But on the other hand, she does say that putting processes in place for the future, and at least that's a positive, but they should have really brought in an outsider, I think.
Michelle, thank you very much.
Thanks, Sharon.
Michelle Grattan, Chief Political Correspondent with The Conversation and Professorial Fellow at Canberra University.